Shorts. Okay, let's get right down to it. You guys remember Anthony Fauci, the Christian Post, would like you to remember him for the following headline. Fauci takes flack for saying Catholic faith, a thing I don't need to do. Critics call it straight up satanic. Okay. Yeah, so Fauci is having an interview and he's walking through a Catholic church, and he, you know, he's asked certain questions about his faith. There's no transcript of this. It's a very short video. I don't know that I suggest you watch it because it's on X. So, you know, do what you like there. I noticed it was on X after I clicked on it. So I don't know that I would have, but at any rate, different story. I probably would have, because I wanted to be able to hear Fauci in his own words, and that's the only place I could find it. He says, some of the comments here quoted, first of all, I think my own personal ethics of life are, I think, enough to keep me going in the right path. The former director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Disease explained, and I think that there are enough negative aspects about the organizational church that you're very well aware of. Going on to say, he's not against the Catholic Church. Fauci said he still identifies as Catholic and has partaken of the Catholic sacraments, but dismissed practicing Catholicism as almost like a pro forma thing I don't really need to do. And those were the that's the gist of his comments. It's drawn a lot of fire on X, because of course it would. Let's see, this is confirmation of all the demonic language I've used discussing this fiend the last few years. I'm not even going to bless this person by giving their name. He goes on to say, this is straight up satanic levels of ye be like God and I will be like the Most High stuff. Fauci is openly and literally proclaiming he is his own God. So there are lots of comments in this article. If you would like to read them, speaking of comments, I think one of the more interesting comments, it's one that I was going to make myself, but I glanced down in the comments on these articles from time to time. Because you know me, I like comment sections. I like to know what real people are saying about stuff. So the first comment here by a person named Stafford. Yes, some evangelicals think being a lax Catholic is satanic, while other evangelicals think that being a serious Catholic is even more satanic. I think we've covered all the possibilities. I think we have all the possibilities covered here. So, right. Damned if you do and damned if you don't. But I just want to highlight this idea of, if you're not somehow practicing religion, then you are your own God. If you believe that your ethics are sufficient to keep you on the right path, that you are your own God, as if ethics are the domain of a God, which I would also challenge and reject. And when people say that sort of thing, they're just disqualified as people worthy of serious conversation. I might engage with them in a not serious conversation way, because honestly, they don't deserve more than that. It's just a ridiculous idea. So if I have time, I might get down in the mud and play. But that's where that idea belongs, in the muck. Fauci is not claiming to be a god. I am not claiming to be a god. I would go much further than Fauci, though. You know, if were there a god and he was accurately described in the Bible, I would be a better god. In fact, I don't know anyone personally who would be a worse god than the god depicted in the Bible, but I assure you, I don't want the job. If nominated, I would refuse. So you can keep your God job. It's a bad job. We have the right to live by our own personal ethics within the law. And I think that you are just a goddamn fool if you believe that someone living by an ethical system of their own choosing and living a good human life is somehow satanic. You goddamn fool. That's the level of discourse that deserves. Do you disagree with me? Hey, you know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account, discuss away. Shoot me an email. Send me an email at skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. You know, I've had a couple of really good stories sent to me by listeners of the show. Please continue to send your suggestions. I will probably do them, if not as a short, as a long, as one of the weekly shows. So please continue sending your suggestions. There's one that I will probably do tomorrow if I have time to do my research on that. I found that one interesting and I look forward to it. So shows upcoming, these ideas don't all come from me. They sometimes come from you. So keep it up. Until the next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.